Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll be diving deep into a powerful piece of scripture that speaks directly to our hearts about finding divine comfort when we're going through difficult times. The Bible verses for today are taken Psalm 6 verses 2 to 5. Do not reprove me in your anger, Lord, nor punish me in your wrath. Have pity on me, Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are shuddering. My soul too is shuddering greatly, and you, Lord, how long? Turn back, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me because of your mercy. For in death there is no remembrance of you. Who praises you in Sheol?
The psalmist begins with a striking plea to God, begging not to be rebuked in anger or punished in wrath. There's no pretense here, no carefully constructed language, just pure, honest emotion pouring out. What makes this prayer so powerful is its authenticity. The writer doesn't try to bargain with God or justify themselves. Instead, they simply lay their vulnerability bare, acknowledging their complete dependence on God's mercy. This isn't the prayer of someone going through a minor inconvenience. It's the desperate cry of someone who understands the weight of divine judgment and seeks refuge in God's compassion. The psalmist's words remind us that it's okay to be completely honest with God about our fears and struggles. When they plead, "Have pity on me, Lord, for I am weak," we see a beautiful example of humility mixed with complete trust. It's this combination of raw honesty and deep faith that makes this prayer so relatable and timeless, even thousands of years later. When we look closely at the psalmist's words, we can see how deeply their distress affected them both physically and spiritually. The description of bones shuddering isn't just poetic language. It's a visceral representation of how emotional and spiritual anguish manifests in our bodies. Anyone who has experienced severe anxiety or deep distress knows this sensation all too well. Think about those moments when worry or fear grips you so intensely that you can feel it in your very bones. Your body tenses, your hands might shake, and you feel physically unsettled. This is exactly what the psalmist is describing. In their time of trouble, the distress wasn't just an abstract feeling, it was a whole body experience that left them physically weakened and trembling. But the anguish doesn't stop at the physical level. The psalmist speaks of their soul shuddering greatly. This spiritual trembling reflects a deep inner turmoil that goes beyond mere bodily discomfort. It's that profound sense of unease that reaches into the very core of who we are when they cry out, "How long?" We hear the voice of someone who has been carrying this burden for what feels like an endless time. In our modern world, we might use different words to describe these experiences. We might talk about anxiety, depression, or emotional exhaustion, but the fundamental human experience remains the same. Whether it's the weight of responsibility, the fear of failure, or the burden of guilt, we all know what it's like to feel shaken to our core, both physically and spiritually. In these moments of profound distress, the psalmist reveals a fundamental truth that resonates across the centuries. True salvation and comfort can only come through God's mercy. They turn to the Lord not with demands or expectations, but with a humble recognition that mercy alone is their hope. Save me because of your mercy. They plead understanding that divine compassion is the foundation of their deliverance. This ancient wisdom speaks directly to our modern struggles. In a world where we often seek solutions through our own strength or various coping mechanisms, the psalm reminds us of a deeper truth. Whether we're facing career uncertainties, relationship difficulties, health challenges, or spiritual doubts, human efforts alone cannot provide the deep, lasting comfort our souls crave. Consider how we typically respond to life's challenges today. We might turn to self-help books, seek therapy, or try to power through on our own. All valuable tools, certainly. But the psalmist points us towards something more fundamental, the transformative power of divine mercy. This isn't about dismissing human efforts or modern solutions, but rather about recognizing that underneath all our striving lies our essential need for God's compassionate intervention. The beauty of divine mercy is that it meets us exactly where we are. Just as the psalmist didn't need to clean up their act or present a perfect plea, we too can come to God in our messy, complicated reality. Whether we're dealing with anxiety about the future, guilt over past mistakes, or fear about present circumstances, God's mercy remains our surest foundation for healing and hope. When we delve deeper into the psalmist's words, we encounter a profound meditation on the relationship between life, death, and our opportunity to praise God. For in death there is no remembrance of you who praises you in Sheol. These words carry a weight that should give us pause in our daily lives.
Think about it. Every breath we take is an opportunity for praise. Every moment alive is a chance to remember and honor God. The psalmist understood something vital. Our time here isn't just about existing. It's about actively engaging with our Creator. This isn't a morbid reflection on death, but rather an urgent reminder to make the most of the life we have. In our modern rush of deadlines, responsibilities, and digital distractions, how often do we stop to consider this truth? Every sunrise brings new opportunities to praise. Every challenge carries the potential for deepening our relationship with God. The psalmist reminds us that these opportunities aren't endless. They're precious gifts meant to be embraced in the present moment. This perspective transforms how we approach our daily spiritual practice. It's not about going through religious motions or checking spiritual boxes. Instead, it's about living with an acute awareness that each moment we have to praise God is valuable beyond measure. Whether we're stuck in traffic, preparing dinner, or facing major life decisions, every situation becomes an opportunity for remembrance and praise. The psalmist's words challenge us to live more intentionally, to recognize that our ability to praise and remember God is not just a religious duty, but a profound privilege. In doing so, we're not just fulfilling an obligation, we're participating in the very purpose for which we were created, making the most of this precious gift of life while we have it. In times of distress, we often search for solid ground, something unchangeable to anchor ourselves to. This psalm beautifully illustrates that God Himself is that unshakable foundation we seek. When everything else seems uncertain, His presence remains constant, offering a refuge that stands firm against life's strongest storms. Consider how this ancient wisdom speaks directly to our modern struggles. Whether we're facing financial pressures, relationship difficulties, health challenges, or career uncertainties, the principle remains the same. God offers stability in unstable times. It's not just about finding temporary relief. It's about discovering a permanent source of strength that transforms how we face our challenges. The practical application of this truth starts with recognizing that seeking refuge in God isn't passive. It involves actively turning our thoughts toward Him, intentionally bringing our concerns before Him, and choosing to trust His character even when circumstances suggest otherwise. This might mean starting each day with a moment of quiet reflection, practicing gratitude in difficult situations, or regularly reminding ourselves of His faithfulness through past challenges. When we make God our refuge, we're not just finding a hiding place, we're discovering a vantage point from which to view our circumstances differently. From this perspective, our problems don't necessarily disappear, but we gain the strength and wisdom to face them with renewed courage and clarity. Like the psalmist, we can learn to find rest in God's presence, even while the storms of life continue around us. As we conclude our reflection on Psalm 6, we're reminded of the profound truth that in our moments of deepest distress, God's mercy and comfort are always within reach. The psalmist's heartfelt cry for help echoes through the centuries, showing us that it's okay to bring our raw emotions, our fears, and our struggles before God.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our constant refuge and source of mercy. In times of distress, when our hearts tremble and our spirits feel weak, remind us that your love and compassion are always within reach. Help us to come to you with raw honesty, trusting in your mercy to bring healing and hope. Teach us to see every moment as an opportunity to praise you, even in the midst of challenges. Anchor us in your unchanging presence, and give us the strength to face life's storms with courage and faith. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may God's mercy and steadfast love fill your heart with peace and strength, no matter what challenges you face. As you go forth, may you find comfort in His constant presence and courage to embrace every moment as a gift. Blessings to you always. Take care, and may His grace guide you in all you do.